concluding the subject which we went through last week, we spoke about the subject called Mivatel Kitzay Shel Chaveiroi. So the question here is, when you prohibit another person from profiting with his own money. So, you know, we did, right before this year, we learned one line which really should open your eyes to the subject. We have a concept called Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmim Kishas HaGzeila, which means that if somebody walks into your house and he steals $10,000, and then you catch him a year later, how much does he have to pay? He has to pay $10,000. So the question is, in that year, I could have taken the $10,000 and I could have profited on that money. I made an investment, which is a concept called Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmim Kishas HaGzeila. Okay, so we had a very geschmacka discussion before the shir, the Mishnah Makis with Edim Zoymimim. Possibly there's a damage, which the damage we discussed is how much money a person would take in order to have a loan paid back at an earlier time. That possibly may be a chayv bari, but let's go right back into the subject which we started last week. And I would like to focus by the shir on two tshuvas that summarize this subject. One is the Chavos Yoyer, which from there we're gonna go into a ktsais. And besides the Chavos Yoyer, let's take a look at the Chsam Sofer. So we're going to start with the Chavos Yoyer, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. And if you look in the Mara Mekoymes, the Chavos Yoyer is right after the first few Simonim of Shulchan Aruch. The Chavos Yoyer tells us a story, which I shared the story last week, but I don't believe we read any part of this tshuva by the shir. So let's start reading the tshuva. The story that took place by the Chavos Yoyer was, I think I read the introduction to the story, that Reuven had a horse that was a horse was available for rental. In those days, it wasn't a car rental, it was a horse rental. And Shimon approaches him, and Shimon says, I would like to rent your horse, and I would like to rent it for 8 days, was the story. Why 8 days? Because he had this court case by the Tsar, and he had some business he had to clear up by the government officials. He says, it's going to take me 3 days to get there, 3 days to get back. I need a day to do my business, to conduct my business there. And therefore, what I would like to do is rent your horse for 8 days. And they make up that an 8-day rental is going to cost, let's say, $100 per day. Fine. In the meantime, Reuven gets to the Tsar. And when he gets there, suddenly, Sevetim Shvatz Vadi Eugen, and they throw all kind of different legal issues at him, and suddenly he realizes he's not going to be there for 1 day, but he's going to be there for a whole bunch of days. So 2-3 days later, he's still there, and suddenly the Reuven, who is the rental agency, gets the wind of what's happening here, and he realizes that he's not going to come back very quickly. So, and he knows he has other renters that are lined up to take this horse when he's done. So he sends a quick message to Shimon. He says, listen, I know you're stuck there, but send back the horse, because I need a horse for the next group of renters. So please send back the horse. Shimon sends back a message. No, we're just about done. So please just have a bit of patience. One more day, and then I'll be back with the 3 day.
One more extra day?
One more day here, and then I'll come back.
Why should I send the
horse? He sends a shliach. And he sends back a shliach. He says, I only need one more day, and then I'm going to come back. But then, and that's really what Shimon thought. And at that point, suddenly, rather than becoming something that he can negotiate in a couple of days, suddenly it became a major case, and it got totally, the issue there became an extended, elongated process, and he ended up staying there for a couple of weeks. And finally, when he comes back, so the rental agency turns to him and says, one second, you were mafsid me. Number one, I couldn't rent it to somebody else. Number two, Bishloim, in the beginning, you were an oinus. But I sent you a message to return it to me. And once I sent you a message to send back the horse, at this point, you're mamish a mazik. So, a mazik, possibly a gazlin. So therefore, you should reimburse me for extra money. Now, the truth is, this case, by the way, is the case with the horse. Obviously, we can translate this case into car rentals. But I want to throw out another case, which actually the Shulchan Aruch addresses this case. I have a tenant. I say to the tenant after his contract is up, please leave the premises. Tenant decides to stay there. So I approach the tenant, I say, listen, you're paying $1,500 a month. I have another tenant that's willing to pay me $2,500 a month. And the tenant ends up staying there. And when the tenant stays there, I lose my ability to rent it to the new tenant. So now I'm really 25. Losing money, right?
Pay 25.
And he says, no, I'm only going to continue to pay 15. And then when you finally evict him, how much does he owe you? Does he owe you
$50,000 to leave?
What's that? Right. That's to get gezug. Okay, that's already practical experience, right? Which is also true. So what do you do? So these concepts are all called mevatel kisei shehaveri. So let's take a look at the Chavos Yoyin and the Tshuva, who he goes through some of the subjects. He has an interesting take on the subject. The Ksoi strongly disagrees, but one of the reasons why I want to do the Chavos Yoyin is because he sort of summarizes the subject very beautifully, and he goes through a lot of the sugyas that we went through this week and last week in the Achanas Hashir, and he goes through the subjects in the Shir last week, and he sort of puts it aloch and lemaizis. So let's take a look. Tshuva. Is it be Yishalmi? He starts first with the Yishalmi, which the Yishalmi says, Mevatel kis shel chaveri pata. If I'm a vatel kis shel chaveri, which means that I'm a vatel, the kis means I took away the funds, the money, the ability to earn of another person, I'm pata. Then the Miku Yosef brings it in Perek HaMakabel. The reason is because it's just a grammar. Ilafize. I feel it tova moisa vihisra boy vomashe yuchal le harviach behem vizema akif potter. According to that, even if he sends him a message and he says, give me my horse, give me back my money, right? A person owes you money. He doesn't pay the money that he has to pay you from a loan. There was a due date, and now I wanted to go into an investment. So on its surface, the Yishalmi seems to have thrown out a concept called grama, and since it's grama, you are potter.
That's.
What's that? So original agreement, very geschmack. We learned a Gemara in Bava Metzia, not in the Yishalmi, which spoke about a specific case. That case was that he tells a person, I would like you to work with my field for 1 year, and this is going to be our profit-sharing arrangement. And the person didn't do so. He left it barren. So the halacha is that he has to pay him. The Rosh says the reason why he has to pay him is because they made such a tenai, because they wrote so. So if it becomes a knas, that becomes an excessive amount, that's an asmachta. But if it's real damages and you wrote it in a tenai, so then you have to actually pay. So the Rishonim and the Achronim, Amadaik, the fact that the Rosh threw out because they wrote that specifically is a riot that when you made such a tenai, then you takadu have to pay. So what's that? No. I'm making a deal with you for damages, which means I'm giving you my field. If you work it, this is our profit sharing arrangement. If you don't do the work that you're supposed to do, then you mechuyev to pay me, so that's considered a tenai. So fine, make the tenai properly. They wrote it, they did the tenai properly.
They differentiate them because it's
100%. Sure, that was one mahalach. The second mahalach we learned last week by the Shir, also a very, very important point, and that is that if it's a hezek bori, that's how the Pnei Moshe learned, because the field, Revach Motzi was the words that we use. It's just about guaranteed every single year that the field produces kach v'kach. Unlike when I withhold you money in a business sense, because in a business sense, who says you're going to find the right investment? Who says you're going to find the right customer? Right. That's why we had a case there with this. Yishalmi was. What's that? But the Pnei Moshe's lashon is that it's a Revach Motzi. It's what we went through by the Shia last week. We spent a lot of time on this. The Pnei Moshe says, I want to hear this very clear, because this is in summary of the subject. When the Mevatel Kisoi Shel Chaveiro was on projected profits, there we learned it's Grumma.
Isn't the way Moshe learns the only way to blame Shapli Gemara?
That's the plenoy I should learn. Yeah,
you
yeah.
You can't learn according to what you just mentioned before with Tanakov. You can't learn pshat like that in the Gemara.
That's the rush. The rush of Tanai. The rush.
But the Gemara differentiates between a business and between the, in the field.
So. What's a bit complicated here is that there are two subjects. The Pnei Moshe was on that Yishalmi, which was on the case of Revach Matzi.
Right.
The Rush was on the Bavli, which was on the case of going to the wine, to purchase wine. So there were two different cases. But the Achroinim say that the Rush is not necessarily a steer to the Pnei Moshe, because there could be that both of these points are true. Either because, this is what Chassam Sofer writes, you need number one, a tnai, when it's not revach matzi. When it's revach matzi, you have to pay anyways, because that's not considered grumma, that's rather considered a direct damage. When it's not revach matzi, then you would have to make a condition. The problem is that the case doesn't work, because the case of the Bavli doesn't work. The Chassam Sofer struggles with that, and he says at the end that there's no steer, but the Chassam Sofer points that point in this tshuva. So that's mahalach number two. One second. I just want to just recap the subject properly. We had a nesivus also, that the nesivus wanted to make a new Chilik in Kuf Pe Gimel. Good morning. The Nesivus in Kuf Pe Gimel wants to argue that it's dependent if the person is an employee or not and is getting paid for his services. That's another Chiddush of the Nesivus. And while we're on the subject, I didn't mention this last week, there's a fascinating Nemuka Yosef. Listen to this Nemuka Yosef. Nemuka Yosef wants to argue that when I go into a profit sharing arrangement on a field with another person, so that's not a tenai that I have to verbalize. It's not a tenai that I have to make a tenai kafel. He says it's like a tenai ksuba. It becomes like a universal tenai. Everybody knows that when you go into a business arrangement that the other person should work and work my field, and he decides to lay in bed that year and not work with my field, that he's going to have to reimburse me. So that's already, the Nemuka Yosef wants to argue, an unspoken tenai. I'm going into a business deal with you. I'm not working. Nemuka Yosef even adds from other Rishonim that it's considered biyodoy, that it's 100%, you can do the work, and you're going to do the work, there's no question about it. So that's another chiddush of the Nemuka Yosef.
That's the same thing with the horse.
Huh?
The horse, the guy knows for sure, because he rented it in a low season.
Rapeshi, let's wait 2 minutes, because he's going to address if it's biyodoy or not. And I'm going to throw it to you right here, because what he's going to argue. He's going to say, are you sure? Because when he said, I'll be back just one more day, did he expect that in this legal issue he was dealing with, just one more day, that the Tsar was going to throw at him, no, I'm taking this to trial. It's becoming a real case now. He was quite confident he was going to settle this matter and go back. So it wasn't like the case of the field where it becomes malicious and negligent. When I take your field and I don't work with it, that's negligence. Okay? And that's considered mamash mazik. And that's biyodi. Mashenki, when I'm negotiating some legal settlement and suddenly things explode beyond what I my expectations, so that's already a different case.
You could have sent the horse back.
I want to tell you something. The horse is quite tricky, because we're going to discuss soon another angle, and that is that the horse was sitting there. I didn't even have enough in the horse. Maybe I shouldn't even pay you at all, because I'm an owner.
You garaged it?
Let's go all the ways. All the ways.
Well, yeah. If you ask him on the last minute,
yeah,
he could have rendered it before.
What?
If he said 8 days. So
yeah.
He was prepared to own it.
8 days.
8 days. Then if it comes on the end of the 8 days, then he asks him for an extra day.
Right.
So he lost. He could have rented it out. I mean, by
100%. So the issue here. That's exactly what the issue here is, and it happens to be that the car rental contracts today usually state that if you don't return it by this amount of time, so that's really, it's a specified tenai.
Oh, no,
it's a specified tenai. It's not a knas, that you continue that rent rate of rental at. For every day that you have it. But there's a problem. And the problem here is, and this is what the person's arguing here, if next week the rate is higher.
That's what I'm talking
right?
about.
Next week the rate is higher, so now I'm going to send you a bill for not returning the car. According to the contract, I can only charge you at the lower number. And that's the Chavis Yor's question over here. You're right. He can charge him the daily rate. That he's not going to dispute, that the daily rate he has to pay. But the problem is he had another renter who is going to take a higher number. So, and now he's mevatel kisa shel chaveiro because this week, I mean, think about it.
What if the rent goes down?
So now I already told about the risk factor, but the problem here is
okay,
there's a case in the Ramah, a very interesting case in the Ramah. The Ramah says that when you have a guy that's renting your apartment, the guy doesn't leave, or a guy has your money and he doesn't return it to you, the Ramah says mevat kis shechaveri yipotem. But then the Ramah says as follows: when I send you a message, I can show you the Ramah inside. It's actually in this Maamar Kaimim. When I send you a message and I say I want you to know that I have another renter, and now I can make more money from that point on, you are mechuyev. By the way, all these cases, by the way, are machloikas. So halacha l'maisa, I'm talking more just to understand the concepts of vata kis shechaveiro. The problem is there are a lot of yeshayimrims in this whole subject. So, and you know, by chalash mishra, this kimli, so it'll become an issue. But
what about if he picks up?
But one, let me just finish to the point that Rapeshi Kaleski, not Kalis, made
What about if he took security?
One thing, security is a different subject. Here we're talking about damages on the. So I just want to finish this point. If he informs him that I can get more, that's what the Chavis Yo is addressing. So let's go slow. Let's read.
Look, you could have lost a long-term rental.
What's that?
Could have lost a long-term rental. And that fellow may have been taken.
At what point does it go over to Grumma? At what point does it go over to Grumma? And what point not? That's this question. L'chayr kasha. Let's read here the next paragraph. My shno. How is this difference than so I'm going, I move into somebody else's house without permission.
Squatter.
Okay. What?
Squatter,
exactly. By a chotzah ha'oimed lemeger, because that becomes zenehen of azeh. Chaser, because I could have rented it to somebody else. Okay, fine. But if it's oimid lemeger, I'm sure you all recall we once said a share in the subject is a concept in halacha called oichel kaspoy shel chaveri. What does it call? What does it mean oichel kaspoy shel chaveri? You're eating up the other person's money. That means that, for example, if I have a museum, right, and I charge $10 for a person to come see a work of art. And you go into the museum for free. So you're going to taina, zenehen of zelei chasa. So no, it's oichel kaspoy shel chaveri, because I set up a situation where this is how I earn my money. And once I set up a situation where I earn my money, that's called, and you go and you enjoy the benefits and don't allow me to earn the money on somebody else, that's called oichel kaspoy shel.
Why aren't you allowed?
I am, because you're living there. And since you're living there, I can't make money. Because I can't give it to the other person. The Kosav Asma, the Sma says, okay, the Ein Zeh Mechashev Groma Ben Izokin. By the case of the tenant, it's not considered a Groma Ben Izokin, Kivin Dezer Dorboy, because the other person is currently living there. The Ochelus Kaspa, he eats up his money. Vare Kol Momen Asil Arviach Boy, the purpose of money is to make more money. Vachain. If you go and you grab another person's boat, which it's intended for a rental, also you have to pay. Now, by the way, in the Yishalmi, we learned last week that when you take the other person's boat, that's an ibaydala yivshita. So the Prime Moshe explained already because they didn't know if they had renters available. But if you're in an industry where you're pretty much guaranteed to have renters, then the halach is you have to pay. So the Chavis Yo wants a mechalik that perhaps we can make a chilik. That it depends if you, when you got the money, did you have a right to take the money into your possession or not? Mi shesoche bebayis chaveiro bepoches oishal lechinam al shonam veyachas shonam omelay lotzes mibeisav v'nesakav al kochay kama shonam yeipotem militin lo yoisem mimash nothing lefnim. So the first position that the Chavis Yo wants to take is that it depends. When I moved into your house, that I move in with permission or without permission. If the reason I'm there in the first place is with permission, and then I have a reason why I don't leave, so that case you should be putin. But if the reason I'm there in the first place is without permission, then I should be chayev for not leaving. Okay?
The guy wants you out of the house.
How is that different than you move to somebody's chatzer? I understand.
No. So let's say the horse. If I went and I took your horse without permission, and then I went and I didn't return to you when you asked me for it, so then the halacha would be that I have to pay for the, after you asked me for it.
Yeah.
But if I went and I took your horse, and I was one day I go into your. What he wants to say is as follows: I go, before I tell you what he wants to say, let me explain to you what he's basing this on. If you look earlier in the Mar Mekaymus, you're going to see a Rama. Okay, in Hilchus Pikadon, Reish Tzadik Beis. There's a Rama in Reish Tzadik Beis. Okay, that is Reish Tzadik Beis. It is the third page in the Mar Mekaymus. The Rama shares with us that they go into the Rama about, a person that's Sheleach Yad in a Pikodin. How does he pay damages? You have a Pikodin, you Sheleach Yad, you use it. There are times you're allowed to use it, there are times you're not allowed to use it. For example, if it's money that's given to a Chenveni, and it's not given in a special packet that it's intended to keep in a certain way, you're allowed to use it. Okay? So he says, the Ibalabayas, the Mechaban the Tap, Sheroiva Sakev Beribazina Keshilchel, if you should search Tamad Lamoy. It's fine. If you give money to a Balabayas that usually uses the money, he's allowed to use it and he gives it back. Okay? Money is fungible. Vaita. Hagot, the Rama says, Vedavka be Mo'ois, Mamish. Aval Benaska Shakesev Loy, if it's a block of silver, not. But if it's money, it's fine. Next. Imi Hakalafia Inyan. If you gave me money as a pikodin, which I'm responsible for, I'm a shay mesacha, and I earn money on that money. Doesn't matter if I had permission to take your money and invest it or not. Obviously, I was mekabel achrayis. Ein tzarich losses min harevach lebal pikodin. I don't have to share any of the money with the person that gave me the money to hold on his behalf. Miu, however. Tell me, Pikdoni. Let's say one day he comes and said, the Rama wants me mechalik. I'm holding on to your pikod. I take your money and I invest it. I earn money on your money. I don't have to share with you the profits. But how about if one day you came to my house and you said, give me the money because I'm going to start investing it and I'm going to earn money on my own.
Without the because.
What?
Without the because.
Yeah, no. Or, well, no, Lavdafka. I want to show that there's a hezek bori, which means I was able to go
so
into.
So it is conditional by me saying I want to use it.
Correct. That's what he says.
Not enough to say I want it back.
Correct. Because because we want to show that by you not returning it, there was a loss, and not a projected loss, a real loss, and not a loss on a risky investment, on a real return. That goes all goes into this subject of Mavatar Kiz Shachaveri that we've been discussing. So what happens? In Bobal Pikodin Va'omer Tenli Pikdoni, he says, "Give me back my Pikodin." Vani Avich Behem LaAtzmi V'Lo Ma'akev BiYodoy Chayev Liten Harevach Mikani LaHaba. Very interesting remark. How much do I have to pay you? The amount of money I earned, Mikana Lahaba, from the day that you came to me and you said that from today on, yeah, whatever money I earn elsewhere, I have to return to you because today you said to me that you would like to take the money and you would, what's that? And all the past profit I keep. Okay? That's, I just wanted to point out where the Chavos Yo comes up with this concept. Why you have the money when the person asked you for the money. One second, let's finish.
Okay,
let's finish the whole Rama.
Yeah,
okay. Avol im oima hanifkid hoitzeisim be'esik. Let's say you come to take your money back, and the nifkat says they're out in an investment. Okay, I can't return to you. They're tied up in an investment. Im tirtze kibel alecha ha'esik bein l'scha bein l'hefzit. You want to know something? I'll gladly return it to you, but I can't. The money is tied up for another few weeks. You know what? I'll gladly transfer to you the ASIC, take it over from today on, But remember, l'schar or l'hefset, because if you're taking the investment, you may lose money. Okay? Hadin imanifkat, so the nifkat is right. And he can, until the investment is over, he holds on to the money. Weiter. Vim.
He doesn't agree.
It's too bad, it's tied up, and I had permission to do it. Vim nisaskik behem l'tzorich bala pikodin harevich shaloi. But if when I invested it, I had invested it on your behalf, then it goes to the bala pikodin. Vim giladaita she'osik l'tzorichoi oi b'mokim she... Can't read the next word.
She'asel
l'shtamish. She'mestoma osik behem l'tzorich bala pikodin. Ainan Neman Loima La'atzmi Asakti Achiyoy McCain Bifnei Adim. This goes into a whole other discussion in Kufpe Gimel. When you go into an investment, did you automatically go into an investment on behalf of the other person or not? Let's go back to the Ramah and see what we take out from this Ramah. Where the Chavisiyah is going with this. There are a few questions that you have to address. Number one, why do I have the money? That's the first question. Number two, when I was invested the money, who's. On behalf of who did I invest it? Right? And very perhaps on behalf of myself. Number three, there's an afkamina the day that you come over to me and you say, from now on, I want to invest it on behalf of myself. Right? And from the remote, we walk out with one thing. That if I approach you and I say, look, I have this and this investment, and I'm going to make money. Right? And it's a revich borer, not that there's a question if you're going to make money or not. From that day on, it would seem to be the money inures to the benefit of the person who is the Baal HaMomon. So the Chavis Yo wants to take the very same position in a rental. He says, we have to figure out, number one, is he a squatter or is he there appropriately? Is he an appropriate tenant? Number two, was he asked to leave? And was he asked to leave because there is another tenant? Right? And those are the questions that he wants to address. And he says, the yoisenirli lechalik. So that's his first approach. But then he says something else. No. The yoisenirli lechalik, the bias v'svina, sha'oimdim lahaskia v'derech ha'oilam sha'enim oimdim pniyim, the shchichativa soichrin v'ein sorach bailim ditu l'shem toirach v'oma lahamti periseyim sha'em s'chorem de memeila boi ma sha'enkeim mo'is the sorach his chakmes v'his askis kniya imechir v'chalipin v'chahay gavna l'chein afila im yodua ibora shahya balamoyes maviach ba im hoya moyes v'yodim mikamok and potter kol shaken v'ein ibora de mazlamem miyem eshoyes ha'isa marviach. The Chavisiyah at the end takes a totally different position. His position is not with the Mahalach he wanted to read into the Ramah, but rather the Mahalach he wants to accept is that the question here is a different question. The question is, did you have a guaranteed investment where you were for sure going to make money? So if I said to you, return to me my money, because when you return to me my money, what's going to happen? I'm going to put the money into the bank, and I'm going to make a definite profit, or I'm going to go and I have this customer, and this is who I'm giving the money to, so then you're entitled to the profits. Ma she'en kein, if you went and you had a different situation, but rather, what was the situation? The situation was that I didn't have a guaranteed customer. I was going to go into investment. So that's a revach she'en a barir, and there the aloha is, you don't have to pay. Very interesting approach of the Chavis Yor. The tzois in Simon Shin Yud happens to take a totally different approach. And what's very interesting is that the Chavis Yor himself wants to say that by the case of the horse, two things he says. Number one, he says, since the person who owned the horse was an oinus, number one. Secondly, he didn't have any hanoah from it, because like you said, the only one that had hanoah there was the barn in whichever place he went to. Therefore, he's going to be potter. What's interesting is, Rav Max, the Ktzoy says exactly like you want to say. And the Ktzoy says, you're right that he's potter. But he's putter from the profits you could have made. But from the daily rental, that was the original arrangement, that should be a pashtus that he should have to pay. Right. And that's the approach that the Tzoyis picks up on the subject. Go ahead.
If the relationship, in the case of a loan, and the person gets a higher rate of interest because of his relationship with the person that says, give me back the money, is he entitled to that full amount of money?
The loan is a bit of a trickier subject. Number one, because you're going into a ribbis discussion. And number two, I'll just summarize very quickly about loans before we move on to the Chassam Sofer's summary on the subject, okay? We had a interesting Mishnah. I'm just going to repeat the Mishnah so we should understand the subject. The Mishnah told us that when you have, in Makis, that when you have an Eid Zoymim that comes and says Eidis, that Reuven has to pay to Shimon $10,000. But the original arrangement was that he has to pay it to him in 30 days. And the Eid Zoymim comes and he says, no, he has to pay it in 10 years. That's the time that of repayment. The Mishnah says that if he becomes an Eid Zoymim, he has to pay the amount of money that he damaged him, of how much a person would pay to, in order to either prepay or to hold on to the money for X amount of years. That's what the Mishnah says. So we learned a Ritva and a Ramban that both asked the Kasha why. L'chayetz mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi. So the Ritva and the Ramban both say, and they're mechadish, a beautiful the Ritva is mechadish, a beautiful yesoid. The yesoid is that when it comes to the person, that you're not making the person pay how much money he could have invested elsewhere. You're not making him pay the rate of return. You're making him pay the amount of money for today that he would have paid in order to have the money today. It's like points on a bridge loan. That's what you're making him pay. The Beis Ephraim actually has a tshuva, where a person who wanted to go into an investment, and he goes to a person, he says, you owe me money. It's in Simcha Ches, the Beis Ephraim. He says, you owe me money, pay me my money, and I want to go into this investment. So the Beis Ephraim says, if he went and didn't go into the investment because the person didn't give him his money, and then he didn't earn his money, so it goes into the Pnei Moshe's problem. It's not Revach Bori. Who says the person was going to make money? But the Beis Ephraim says, you could collect for the amount of money that I would pay today to get this amount of money. And that he wants to take out of this Ritva. It's still a big subject, which we're not going to have time to go into. There is a beautiful shekel in the Ktsois, and where the Ktsois wants to be mechalik, that it depends on the type of investment, and with karka in an exeles, so therefore which part of it gets stolen, which part doesn't. So, but I'm not going to go into that arichas right now, because I would like, it's really kedai, in Shin Yud, the Ktsois Achoshin brings this Chavis Yoin, he says, V'levavi loiken yidman, he has a whole new mahalach, but it's an arichas, and it's not something that we're going to focus on in this share. Let's just take a look at the Chassam Sofer in Kuf Ayin Ches. We'll conclude with this Chassam Sofer, okay? In Kuf Ayin Ches, that is towards the end of the Maror Mekoymes, he has a whole bunch of rules. Now, one of the things which is beautiful is, why did the Chassam Sofer go and write his own handbook on the subject, his rules in this tshuva? So if you take a look at the first paragraph in Kuf Ayin Ches, he writes that the subject is scattered throughout Shulchan Aruch. He brings many Maror Mekoymes, many Shachs, and then he says, V'loi re'isi ba'achroinim dove borer. I haven't seen in the Achroinim a dove borer on the subject, Shiroi lismacholov, v'maisim b'chol yoyim, and it's something which happens all the time by Fanim Shoinim, Akein amarti lirshem li la'atzmi sherishi moitzi yadin, and he goes and he makes his own list. He starts off with the Yeshalmi, he goes then into the Rosh, he quotes the Namika Yosef, where it becomes like an automatic Tanai, when it's Grama, when it's not Grama, Shlichas Yad. He goes through many of these subjects. Okay, let's just take a look at the end, and he has his own summary on the subject, and we'll go through his summary and identify some of the halachas that we learned on our own. Dinim hayoytzim, page Shin Nin Vav. Dinim hayoytzim me'anal v'tzorach ani la'ayin b'tash b'tzchelik beis. Okay, fine. Aleph. Here's his final list. Ein b'halvo din bitl kis v'osel l'zak l'zeh mishim ribis. Now, we just learned a whole sugi in Makis that said that by the eight zoymim he does have to pay. But it's very pashut, because the Eid Zaymim is a third party, so there's no Yisav Ribbis. The Chassam Sofer says that if you want to go and throw the same damage that the person that borrowed the money, who didn't repay the loan, should pay the current value of you attaining this money, that already would be a Ribbis question. Fine, Beis. Hamafkid moyes eitz l'chaveri b'oifin shehoi l'lishis l'shtamish. Ein sorach losses like chelik meharevach. Where did the Chassam Sofer take that from? That was the Rama Bapikod. Okay, so if I give you money and you have permission to use it, sure. And as a matter of fact, the Rama was machadish. The Rama went a step further. The Rama said that even when I didn't have permission to use it, so bistam, it's like I did it on your behalf, but I was megaladas that I'm not doing in front of Adam, that I'm not doing it for you. Then the Rama said you don't have to give it to the other person. Gimel. Oh, so let's see. He addressed it in Gimel. Im sholach yad. Okay, bepikadon shaloi b'shus. Let's say you do shlichas yad in a pikadon shaloi b'shus. Right? So if he's not mekabel becherim that he was doing it beisa, so then you say it's l'tayves hamafkid. So if l'shan lechatzir revach, you have to share it. V'yoyse, because he's a misasik, so it becomes like an iska. V'yoyse nir lashbiya heses the reglayim ledava. The assumption is that he invested the money on behalf of the nifkad. Ve'im mekabel b'cherem ve'ine gazlin atik pota. Avol irogel v'sarven he b'kiyotze b'zeh. The guy is an old-time ganef, and everybody knows who he is already. Azei hamamun al pizayin tiva kehila v'hi abez miflik yiknesi al chatzi harevich l'bala mois. Okay, so very interesting. You get the mamuna al pizayin tiva ear, and you make this big psak. The guy took the other person's money, he invested it, let him take the money and give it to him. Next, half of it. Kol zeh kardin shetovay. Now let's go to Dalit. This goes back to that Ramon Reish Sadik base. This whole discussion is before he puts in a claim. Avol mitviya ve'elech, from the tviya ve'elech, when he says to him, I want my money, but not enough he wants his money. Imevarish yesh lo iska laharviach. He says to him, I don't only want my money, but if you don't give me my money, I'm going to put it into another investment, and now I'm not going to make money. At that point, it becomes l'shalom loy palga al kaponim. He has to at least split the profits half. Let's read a little further. Because he says there's risk. The case that I said that he has to pay the whole is when there's revich borer. Or hezek matzi, like the Pnei Moshe called it. But if you're talking about, you're going back into the original problem. That is the first one with the Yishalmi, right? Because at the core of the question, the money I want is for an investment that may lose money. So then we're going into an investment. So as an investment, we have to split profits losses, right? Fine. V'hi kabel palga behefsit. If you look on the bottom, okay. He says that it doesn't really work, and he's bothered with your concern. That's this whole nachal svi on the bottom. Av mekamak and habezin yaslei din lamar lahotzi pikdonim yada shel zeh. But the bezin should get involved for collection. Ve'ein chilik bein b'shus shaloi b'shus el b'shaloi b'shus. I have said ala gazlin. If it's shaloi b'shus, if there's any losses, it's on a gazlin. Kechol hamishana da revich le'emtzav. I have said the atzmai. The halacha is that if a person is in a partnership, and a iska in reality is a partnership, and a shitif shashina, right? If you're a partner who is mishana and you didn't take the money and invest it in the intended mahalach of where the money was supposed to go, so you take on losses, and if it's matzliach, you have to split the profits. Okay, let's see. Hey, I know some more shlichay likachlay payas eschora. Let's say you take a guy. You say, listen, go to China, go to the marketplace, purchase eschora. Okay, v'yoshev halachloy v'leikana klumi bitl kisay. So it comes Pesach season, and now you want to sell the eschora. There's nothing available. Im ein hazekay shel ze borer ein loy boy klum. Okay, which means, if all I had was that I had potential customers, that's it goes back into your shalmi, that's nothing. Let's say in the type of industry where you had customers who were there waiting to take it, and what happened? That by a hezek bori, by Mavatakit Shel Chavera, you have to pay. Mikol Magen Hoyvel Mitzasik Kain Lehedya, since I haven't found this Mefurish, V'chein B'mart Chilei Mash Mitzas Kain, because he said you have to make a condition. You remember he said they have to make such a Tanai, right? So al kein kshivoy lo yodi er lefasha v'leftoy al kaponim. I'm going to make a pshara on this question. Why? Because be'etzem that's what is written in the Rishonim. But in Shulchan Aruch this halacha is not bought. And the Martcha says that you have to make such tanai. So I'm going to end up making a pshara in this case. I'm about the kisa shel chaveri. V'mkana shliach vav ela shashini b'yifin shikur gazlin. That's already questions. Okay. Zayin. Kol ze im loy bo hashliach el balabayis lachse b'yim shlichusoy. Avim balachsim shlichusoy redini kachom edipoyel. Okay, back out. The only thing which I see that in his summary he does not address, and that's the nesivus, when the person was a worker, and you paid the person for his services, which happens to be the Imre Bina disagrees with that nesivus, so that case will end up with being a machloikas. Rabbi Say, Yashar Koach for listening, and the Yom should enjoy the summer because there's a lot of graduations the next couple of weeks. And Bez Hashem, after the summer, we'll pick up again, Bez Hashem. Pleasure.
Going away to the